Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 191 for Friday, December 18th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were stronger Friday morning in sympathy with a vegetable oil market that was correcting off yesterday's losses. Chicago soy oil, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed futures were all higher. Taking a look at canola, it was anywhere from $4.60 to $5.20 higher. The January contract came in at $475.70 a ton, while the March contract was sitting at $485.20 a ton. Chicago soybeans were stronger, which also helped to underpin the market. The soybean crop in South America is a mixed bag right now. Some areas could do with more moisture, while others are looking for a drier bias. Slow farmer selling looks to be the norm from now until the new year, and that should be supportive for canola. Commercial interest remains steady as well. However, falling crude oil prices dragged on canola, while technical resistance appears to be holding. Farmers in Argentina are expected to start exporting soy supplies in the near future, now that the country's export tax has been clawed back. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 8 to 10 cents stronger. The January contract checked in at $8.87 a bushel. Buying began due to the weakness of the U.S. dollar, along with dry weather in Brazil. As well, Informa Economics has reduced its estimate for U.S. soybean acreage, which was bullish. Informa projects that U.S. farmers will plant 84.5 million acres in 2016. That's down from the previous forecast of 85.3. Corn was 4 cents stronger, with the March contract coming in at $3.78 a bushel. Futures were correcting themselves after much of the week's negative news came yesterday. That being said, the corn market is still range-bound, and even the relatively thin volumes won't likely allow it to break out. The USDA announced a daily sale of 424,000 tons of soybeans to China late yesterday. Short covering was a feature of the day's activity. U.S. wheat was 10 to 11 cents higher, with the March contract coming in at $4.95 a bushel. Wheat seems to be tagging along to the gains in soybeans and corn today. There are ideas that while Argentinian wheat may be coming onto the market in large quantities soon, much of it is very poor quality and won't be able to compete. Speculators in the U.S. are short of wheat and looking for purchases. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, December 18th in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.